Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase. God, I can't do nothing without you, but with you, I can do all things. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and we will give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, would you please turn it to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. That's Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. And the word of the Lord reads, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Now the author of Hebrews then calls believers to consider the ultimate example of perseverance, Jesus. Runners in an athletic competition, they cannot be distracted by the objects around them. They have to keep their focus on running. So as runners in the race of life, as we are, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. As we run, we must be looking at him in faith. He is more than our example. He is our final destination. We must run toward him with all our might in the promise that we will be conformed to his image. Hebrews 12 and 2 says that Jesus is the pioneer of our faith. He is the one who blazed the trail. He is the one who made the way into the Holy of Holies so that the rest of us could follow into God's presence. Hebrews 10:19-20. Jesus is also the perfecter of our faith. He is the one who brought it to the completion. He did not just start it, he finished it. The verse goes on to explain just how he finished it. First, Hebrews 12 and 2 says that Jesus endured the cross. There in Gethsemane, he determined to carry out the will of the Father. And the reference is Matthew 26 and 39. He did this by focusing on the joy that was to come. He knew that he would be resurrected and restored to the place of glory that he had with the Father from the beginning. And that's in John 17 and 5. He looked forward with joy to the people he would save. He was willingly and he gave his life to save his sheep, John 10 and 10. Second, Hebrews 12 and 2 says that Jesus scorned the shame of the cross. Crucifixion was a gruesome, torturous death, and it also included public humiliation and shame. Jesus was ridiculed as he was hanging on the cross. The sign hung above him read, King of the Jews, a cruel irony since really it was true, but those who murdered him did not believe it. Others on the ground mocked him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If that he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. And that can be found in Luke 23 and 35. The cruel irony is that he could only save others by not saving himself. He was truly the Messiah, and this prevented him from coming down off the cross. He was the chosen one. He had been chosen for the very purpose of dying as God's sacrifice for sin. It is also the irony that God would deliver him, but only after he endured the cross. My God. And thirdly, Hebrews 12:2 says that after Jesus' death, God raised him from the dead. And Jesus ascended into heaven, where he now sits at the right hand of God the Father. This signifies Jesus' authority at the right hand and the fact that his work is finished. He sat down. This position is contrasted with the priests at the time who were standing and also offering up the daily sacrifices. And this can be found in Hebrews 10:11-13 verses. So, people of God, how do we fix our eyes on Jesus? You can do it in three ways. Look up for hope. Because we know we have hope in Christ. When there is a flash flood that will come through, the quickest and safest thing to do is head to high ground. So when you are in trouble, the quickest and the fastest thing to do is to run into the arms of Jesus. Because we know in the arms of Jesus, there is safety. We know in the arms of Jesus, there is comfort. There is reassurance that nothing or no one can harm us. Number two, look back at God's faithfulness. Look how God brought you out of the situation way back then. He's the same God that brought you out back then, he could do it right now. Just look at how faithful God has been to you through the years. It is easy to forget the past and forget the faithfulness of God. But when you have a constant reminder and when you have that constant relationship, oh, this is just for a moment. This is just only for a season. If God brought me out way back then, he will bring me out now. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He will never lie to me. So I got to look at the faithfulness of God, how God moved in my life during the situations I went through. And number three, look forward with confidence. Look forward to the things that lies ahead, knowing that I have the faith of knowing that, hey, God said I can have it. God will deliver me. I have confidence in knowing I'm looking towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. I have confidence in knowing God is going to do it. So I got to fix my eyes on that. I have to have confidence. If you don't have confidence in knowing that God is going to move in your life, you done already null and void the blessing. God cannot move in doubt, people of God. God moves according to your faith. If you believe God for the move in a situation, or if you believe God to heal your body, you got to believe it, no matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel, no matter what you're going through. God said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. You got to be prepared by the process, because when you're going through something, it's really a process, and the process is preparing you to receive that which that which God is getting ready to do in your life and through your life. So the way that Christ endured the pain of the cross was that he knew it was part of the process of redeeming us. My God, today. He knew it wasn't a permanent situation. What you are facing is not your permanent situation. What you are in is not your permanent designation. You're only there temporarily to learn that which you have to learn. You cannot get stuck where you at. You got to keep your focus. Oh my God. Christ wasn't going to stay on that cross. He knew he wasn't going to stay there. People of God, you're not going to stay in your situation. Your situation is only teaching you. Because Christ kept looking forward to the joy that was coming. You got to look forward to the blessing that is coming forth. You can't murmur. You can't complain. Even though Christ was on that cross, he could have murmured. He could have complained. But he didn't. He was asking the Father to forgive them because they know not what they do or what they say. He was actually pleading for their souls. He was praying for them. He was the advocate. He was interceding for them. Because they didn't know what they was doing. They didn't know. So what the Holy Spirit is saying is, keep your joy in the tough times. Don't run away from the process. When it doesn't make sense, when you don't understand it, when it's taking longer than you thought, remind yourself that it's only temporary. The process is not working against you. It's working for you. It's what's getting you prepared for what is to come. Don't look back, people of God. And don't you fall into self-pity. Keep looking forward through the process. Keep doing the right thing. Don't let disappointments talk you out of it. Don't let delays cause you to give up. And don't let the difficulties keep you from doing the right thing. Joy is coming. Your vision is coming. Your dream is coming. The right person that God is sending in your life is coming. Your healing is coming. Your deliverance is coming. That child is coming back home. That child that you prayed for will be delivered. Your breakthrough is coming. Don't you give up. You are only being prepared for the process. I pray that this message have touched your spirit, but most of all, I pray that you will hide the word in your heart, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in you. So until we meet again, I love you, and God does too. And if you want to contact me, you can at 318-206-8953, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been a scary journey.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best.